The Fox River is Green Bay's demarcation line. It cuts the city in half. The first question a newcomer is asked is, are you on the east side or west side? It's a question Terry Fondo encountered when he and his wife moved back to the city, her hometown.
My wife refused to even look at houses on the west side of the river. She was an east side girl and she was going to stay that way. So.
It's a good thing the Fondos chose the east side. He's the principal of East High School. Back in 1905, East and West were the only high schools in Green Bay. That was the year the two teams first met on the gridiron. Saturday, the East Red Devils will meet the West Wildcats at the historic City Stadium, the first home of the Packers. Earlier this week, crews were busy painting a centennial medallion in the middle of the field and putting up temporary bleachers to accommodate the more than 8,000 fans who are expected. City Stadium is East High's home field. Football greats like Tom Herndon and the guy who posed for the Heisman Trophy, Jim Crowley, played for the school. And Terry Fondo says, don't forget Curly Lambeau, a 1917 graduate.
He starred here at East High School, and in addition to playing here at East, he also coached here at East. In fact, in 1919, when he started the Green Bay Packers, he was also coaching East High School.
The storied field and the long-running rivalry between the two schools is one of the first things East's head coach imparts to his team each year. John Kolstad says it's kind of a history lesson for kids who've come of age rooting for a new generation of players.
You know, Curly Lambeau and Jim Crowley and Tom Herndon and all the great coaches that have coached in this game, and 86, I think, NFL Hall of Fame players played out in this field. And a lot of the kids are unaware of those people because they go back to 50s, 40s. But for me, those are the football cards that I collected as a kid. My father used to bring me to the game. So this is the rivalry that is embedded into time.
Across the river, the West Wildcats are stretching out before practice. Head coach Chris Wittick says all the attention being paid to the 100th anniversary game is a little stressful. Coach Wittick says the game against East is one of the highlights of each season, and this year is extra special.
Well, besides the Packers, we're the only thing in town. So, I'm from New York, and like I was telling some other people, this is like Yankees Mets here. It's the crosstown rivals, East-West, so it means a lot.
Both teams want to win this weekend's game for posterity. Andrew Wickman is a West High junior and a Wildcats linebacker. Back in the mists of time, his dad played on the team during the Reagan administration.
It goes way back, way back. Like my dad played against the East back then and back in the 80s too, so yeah, it's a pretty big rivalry. We want to win it just to have a win and to win the 100th game, yeah. Because we're actually down on the count. So, yeah, we really, really want to win this game.
And when the hoopla over the 100th anniversary East-West rivalry game is stripped away, players like East High's Garrett Vanderpass are there to remind fans it all boils down to football.
We're not taking them lightly. They're a good team. They got a good wide receiver. They got a good quarterback. They got a good running back. They're going to be tough. They're going to bring their A game, so we got to bring ours.
Demand for tickets to Saturday's game was so high that the Green Bay Fire Marshal is allowing extra seating. Alumni are coming in from as far away as California and Florida. The UW Marching Band will perform at halftime. When it's all over, the winning team will no doubt celebrate, and the losers will start off a new century saying, just wait till next year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.